It's Here and Now. I'm Jeremy Hobson. A Newtown, Connecticut 8th grader has some beef with Jeopardy host Alex Trebek. Thomas Hurley, a participant in Jeopardy Kids Week, made it all the way to the final Jeopardy stage. The question was about a famous document signed by President Abraham Lincoln, and then this happened.
You're down to 3,200. Let's go to Thomas Hurley now. He had 9,600, and he wrote down, what is the emancipation... Well, because he misspelled it badly, emancipation, you put a P in there, proclamation, that's unfortunate. The judges are ruling against you, so it's costing you how much?
Emancipation instead of emancipation. Thomas later told his local paper that he was cheated out of the final question. It was just a spelling error, he said. Well, let's bring in Paige Kimball, the executive director of the Scripps National Spelling Bee. Paige, welcome.
Thank you very much. Glad to be on your show.
So what is your first reaction to this? Was it just a spelling error? Is it innocent?
Well, first, my heart goes out to Thomas Hurley. And the reason why is I'm a former spelling bee competitor. And in my very first spelling bee, my very first word, I spelled M-A-G-N-O when asked to spell mango. And, you know, spelling, particularly in a competition setting, is challenging. You know, but I also certainly understand and respect as a contest administrator Jeopardy's decision. Competitions exist because of rules, and you can't administer a contest, a competition, without rules.
So you think that the judges made the right call here?
If it was in accordance with their rules, absolutely.
So some are saying that these days spelling is not as important as it used to be, that, you know, with texting and Facebooking and tweeting and autocorrect, that it just doesn't matter. He got the answer right, basically.
What we see as important is that when you spell well, you are creating an environment where your message to the reader is unimpeded, where you can be the most effective and influential communicator out there. And if you look at the clip between Thomas and Alex Trebek, you see where Alex was trying to read Thomas's response and he tripped up. He tripped up on what? The spelling. And so good spelling is just a component of effectiveness in your communication. And that's why it's important.
So do you get upset when you get a text message that says C-U-L-8-R for see you later or something like that, something that's just not abiding by the common spelling of things?
You know what? I am one who does this all the time. I text regularly with my eighth grade daughter. With my father, who spurred me to a love of words. And we play with the language all the time through texting. Texting is like a playground for, you know, let's abandon the rules and see if we can figure out what we really mean.
But that's not the way it should be done.
Well, I think it's important for individuals to realize that you want to do everything in your power to make sure that your message and what you want is not impeded by any sort of distraction such as poor grammar or poor spelling.
Paige Kimball is executive director of the Scripps National Spelling Bee. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Well, that is one view, and Simon Horobin might have a different one. He's a professor of English language and literature at Oxford in the UK and the author of Does Spelling Matter? Simon, welcome.
Thank you.
So does spelling matter?
Well, it matters in the sense that we've decided in current society that spelling is important, that there's only one single correct way to spell every word. But it's worth remembering that's a relatively recent phenomenon. If we go back to the Middle Ages, then there was no single spelling system. Everybody spelled as they wished. And it's really with the introduction of the printing press that we started to see a process of standardization. But even in the last 100, 200 years, there's considerable variation in spelling.
Well, give us some of that history there. What did we do before the printing press?
Well, because scribes were copying books by hand, they tended to just use their own particular preferred spellings. So there were literally hundreds of different ways to spell common words like through. And once printing was introduced, books could be much more stabilized so that numerous copies of the same book looked identical. But even then, different printers used different spelling systems. And outside of printing, people spelt very much more freely, so that, you know, famously, great writers like Dickens and Austen, if you look at their manuscripts, then they're full of what we would consider to be spelling mistakes. But for them, they're just variant spellings. They're perfectly acceptable at the time.
So is it your view that we're better off spelling things in one uniform way, or that we are better off doing whatever we'd like?
Well, it has its advantages, certainly, and we couldn't go back to the Middle Ages because English is now a global language. And if everybody spelt as they wanted, there'd be chaos.
Yeah.
And we wouldn't be able to communicate. And after all, language is a form of communication. So I think some stability and uniformity is necessary. But the difficulty comes, I think, when you decide that you want to standardize the system so heavily that there's only one right way of spelling everything, because you then end up with a system whereby people can very perfectly well understand a particular word, like, say, take the word like accommodation, one of the most commonly misspelt words in the English language, and people frequently forget that there's two C's and two N's. And if you drop an M out of accommodation, everybody knows what you mean. It's just that what you've done is socially stigmatized. And that seems to me a very different thing. It's not then about communication. It's about social stigma. It's about showing that you're educated. It's about showing that you care. And it's about being judged by a particular kind of criterion that may not have any linguistic justification.
Well, before we continue, can you please spell accommodation for us?
A-C-C-O-M-M-O-D-A-T-I-O-N.
All right. I'll have to check with the judges afterwards. I think you're right there, though. What do you think about this idea, though, that in an age of texting and tweeting, that there is something new happening with our spelling?
Well, that's clearly the case. What we see is that, to some extent, I think, a continuation of the system that I described earlier, that this kind of license to variation and to non-standard spelling that we see in the 19th century in manuscripts and informal writing, in diaries and private letters. That's the kind of thing that's still being continued today on the internet. And of course, there's a particular tacit understanding that email and particularly text messaging and Twitter, where you know you have restrictions on the length of the message, that it's okay to abbreviate, contract, and even to misspell words in that particular environment. And what's happening now, of course, on the internet is that as more and more text is being put directly onto the internet and not going through the traditional printing process, and of course today we regulate the spelling system by employing proofreaders and copy editors who check people's spelling, whereas text that goes directly on the internet is often not checked. And
right.
So there's much more variant spelling out there. And as people come to see that and read it, so that sort of spelling becomes more acceptable.
Or it's checked by autocorrect and usually gotten wrong. What do you make of this Jeopardy situation where this kid spelled emancipation, emanciptation, and was told that the answer wasn't correct?
Well, I don't know the rules of Jeopardy, but for me, that's an example of the kind of thing I was describing with accommodation, where it's perfectly clear what he meant. And it's where the idea that correct spelling in itself is inherently important, I think, becomes problematic because it was the correct answer.
Simon Horobin is a professor of English language and literature at Oxford and the author of Does Spelling Matter? Mr. Horobin, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks very much.
And Robin, this story brings back some painful memories for me because back in middle school, I lost. I was kicked out of the spelling bee because of the word aforementioned.
I'm guessing the first E.
It was. It was actually, I think that I thought I would get the better of all these people who got it wrong by spelling it like bore, A-F-O-A-R mentioned. But it didn't work. From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from Chipotle Mexican Grill, committed to the respect of animals, farmers, and the environment. Local sourcing and menu information at chipotle.com.